Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello and welcome again to the Tough Things First podcast, where Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley, shares his experience around building lasting organizations. I'm your host for the day, Anu Partha. I run an executive search firm exclusively focused on transformational leadership hiring as my day job. This gets me to meet CEOs, investors, and founders of companies, big and small, all the time. Each one of them is trying to do something different, often disruptive, but a common thread is how they measure success. Share price, top line, bottom line, valuation. And then I read Ray Zinn's book, Tough Things First, where he talks about how he built Micron and the common thread broke. Here was a person who measured his success by a different yardstick. The happiness of his people, his employees, vendors, customers. Ray is passionate about people. He wants them to do well, not just at work, but home too. Building Micron was all about the opportunity he got to touch many lives. Remember how Bhutan, a small Himalayan kingdom, pioneered the concept of gross national happiness to measure how well it was doing? Ray Zinn is the equivalent in the corporate world. So let us talk to Ray himself on how he chose this path of focusing on the people's side to build a public company which lasted through many ups and downs and had among the lowest attrition rates in the industry. So Ray, did you consciously set out to change the way you define success, or was it serendipitous?
Well, thanks, Anu. So as I understand your question, Anu, you're asking how I was able to incorporate this sort of culture within the company.
Actually, more than that, how did you even personally for yourself define success very differently from what most other entrepreneurs do?
The view I took setting up Micron was that it became a people-oriented company as opposed to a bottom-line or revenue-oriented company. So I thought about what can I do to attract and keep the people happily employed at the company. And the goal here was to provide a safe environment. So the culture of the company had to be one that was similar to what they would experience in their own home. Honesty, integrity, and dignity of every individual, meaning that you don't use any vulgarity or condescending language in the company, and as well as to encourage them to do whatever it takes, and no excuses. If you can make your workplace environment as similar to your home, your employees will feel more comfortable as they work.
So what I hear from you, Ray, is that the idea is to make almost simulate what the kind of environment you would get at home to nurture your children or the way you would do at home. That's kind of what you tried creating in the work environment, except that the children or the family here were the employees and other stakeholders.
That's correct. In other words, the goal here is to make the employee feel comfortable as opposed to having an intimidating or harsh environment. Once they feel more comfortable, they then are going to be more productive in their everyday work. So that's the key, is to get them so they're not worrying about their job, worrying about how their supervisor is going to treat them, that they feel comfortable in their workplace. And once you feel comfortable, you can get more done.
Fantastic. Did you have any role model in the corporate world when you started off on this path, or even outside the corporate world? Like, is this something that inspired you to do this?
Well, to some degree, it's my religious upbringing that made me focus on this, because I was taught to treat others as I would like to be treated. It's kind of like the golden rule approach.
I know it worked for Michael and it worked for you personally, but when you see the startup world around you today, it's all about growth hacking, and what matters most is to grow quickly or die. In this kind of environment, what would your advice be for today's entrepreneurs? What would you tell somebody starting out to build the next Uber, Airbnb, or something like that?
Boy, that's a tough one, because each entrepreneur has his own skills and his own upbringing, and it's hard to measure or to gauge how they might respond similar to me or to what we did at Micrel, because they have a different background. But my advice would be, you have to understand the cycles. There's up cycles and there are down cycles. Just as prepared for the down cycle as you are in trying to grow your business. So you squirrel away your money and hold it for a rainy day, then you're more likely to survive a down cycle. So whether you're Uber or Google or any of the companies, you are going to have a tough time in the future. Usually a cycle lasts about 5 years. So you don't help your employees understand that there's going to be a down cycle, then they'll keep wanting more and more, whether it be free babysitting or free ride to work, free meals. They become spoiled. And once they become spoiled, it'll be very difficult for you to break them of that when you have a down cycle. So I'm just as frugal in an up cycle as I am in the down cycle, because for every up, there's a down. If they're not going to be prepared for that, then they're not going to stay in business.
And that kind of fits into what you say in your book, that is, be prepared for the tough things. Do the tough things first. Prepare for the downturn. And if the upturn happens, it's all good. But be prepared for the worst. Thank you so much, Ray. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. We do hope it got you thinking about changing the way you measure your own worth and success in the corporate world. And for many of you who want to build a different kind of organization, reach out to me at anu@anupartha.com. That is A for Apple, N-U, P for Peter, A for Apple, R-T-H-A. And also connect with Ray on social media. All of his contact points for Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook can be found at the contact page for toughthingsfirst.com.